We nearly hit them. Those are the words of an American Airlines captain spoken to Charlotte Tower after his aircraft came to a hard stop on the runway. The obstacle? An airport operations truck on the runway? During a landing rollout. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower and this is ATIS, your aviation news briefing. Today we're leading with a story that's putting fresh heat on an old problem, runway incursions, and what happens when the system that's supposed to keep them from happening breaks down. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what we know. An American Airlines flight on final approach into Charlotte Douglas International touches down, begins the rollout. Standard arrival right up until the flight crew sees something they should not be seeing. An airport operations vehicle sitting on the active runway directly in their path. The captain goes on the brakes. Hard. The aircraft stops. The truck, according to reporting from Simple Flying, was somewhere it had no clearance to be, and the crew, by all accounts, did everything right. They saw it. They reacted. They stopped the airplane. But here's the part that matters. Here's what you need to know. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. A heavy twin-aisle jet on a landing rollout is not a light airplane doing a short field landing at your local grass strip. We are talking about an aircraft that weighs well over 100,000 pounds, moving at somewhere north of 130 knots at touchdown, and it takes thousands of feet of runway to bring that energy under control. When a crew sees an obstacle partway down the rollout, the margin between stopping and colliding is measured in seconds. And in feet, they got lucky. The system did not save them. The crew saved them. Now, let's put this in context, because this is not an isolated event. Over the past 2 years, runway incursions have been one of the most persistent safety concerns at the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. We had the Austin incident, we had the JFK incident with the Delta and American crossing paths, we had Sarasota, Boston, the list keeps growing. The National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, has been sounding the alarm. The FAA has stood up runway safety teams at the busiest airports in the country. Charlotte Douglas is one of those airports. It's a hub. It handles well over 1,300 operations a day. So when an ops truck ends up on an active runway in front of a landing jet at a hub like Charlotte, that is not a random mishap. That is a signal that something in the ground operations chain failed. Somebody either didn't have a clearance, didn't understand the clearance they had, or the controller working ground movements lost the picture. We don't know yet. The investigation will tell us. This affects you if you fly anywhere there are ground vehicles operating near runways, which is to say, pretty much every towered airport in the country. Let me share something from the general aviation, or GA, perspective, because I think this story lands differently depending on where you sit in the cockpit. If you fly a Cessna 172 into a Class C or Class B airport, you are sharing a ramp and a movement area with fuel trucks, baggage tugs, belt loaders, operations vehicles, and the occasional catering van. Most of those drivers are trained, most of them are checked out on airfield driving, but they are humans, working in a noisy, busy, high-pressure environment, and they make the same kinds of mistakes pilots make. The difference is, when a pilot gets disoriented on a taxiway, there's a lot of infrastructure designed to catch it. When a ground vehicle gets disoriented, that infrastructure is thinner. So what do you do with this information? Two things. One, keep your landing light on all the time. From the moment you're cleared to land until you're clear of the runway, it is the single cheapest piece of insurance you can carry. A vehicle driver scanning a dark runway at night may miss you entirely. A landing light is hard to miss. Two, don't assume the runway is clear just because you were cleared to land. Look, actively look all the way down. If you see something that doesn't belong, you go around. You don't negotiate with it. You don't try to figure out what it is. You firewall the throttles and climb. The go-around is free. The collision is not. Moving on, the FAA has not yet released a formal statement on the Charlotte event, but we expect one to come, and we expect the NTSB will be taking a look as well. Expect to see a renewed push on ground vehicle tracking technology. The agency has been piloting, pardon the pun, a system called Surface Awareness Initiative, or SAI, at a handful of airports. It uses existing surface detection radar to flag conflicts between aircraft and vehicles before they become incidents. Charlotte is on the list of airports getting that system installed. Whether it was operational and whether it flagged this particular conflict, we don't know yet. But that's a question the investigators will be asking. On the regulatory side, the FAA administrator has made runway safety a named priority. Congress has been paying attention. The aviation safety whistleblower protection expansions that went through last year came out of exactly this kind of environment. The pressure on the system is real, it's sustained, and it's producing change, even if that change is slower than some of us would like. One more thought before we wrap. If you're flying tomorrow morning and you're listening to this and you're thinking, great, one more thing to worry about, I'd push back on that frame. You don't need to worry more. You need to scan more. There's a difference. Worry is passive. Scanning is active. Keep your eyes outside, keep your landing light on, brief your go-around on every approach, even the easy ones, especially the easy ones. And trust your instincts. If something looks wrong on that runway, it probably is, thanks to Simple Flying for the reporting on the Charlotte event, and to the teams at the FAA and NTSB who are working these investigations as we speak. More headlines tomorrow at RadioHangar.com. This is Tower. Eyes outside. Stay sharp.